Nothing is impossible for God. Find out why that's true in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. Everyone enjoys a good laugh. Jokes were going viral long before the existence of the internet. One person would hear a joke, get a good chuckle, and as soon as possible, share it with someone else, who also got a good chuckle, and they would share it, and so forth, until so many people had heard the joke that it lost its punch. It's not quite as funny when you've heard it before. Abraham and Sarah had heard this one before. By Genesis chapter 18, decades have passed since Abraham first received the promise that God would make his descendants a great nation. So far, though, he didn't have any descendants. His attempts at circumventing God's plan had met with disaster. Abraham and Sarah had all but given up hope in their old age. Then God, in Genesis chapter 18, renews his promise. In verse 14, the Lord says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah's response? She laughed. We can understand why. But God's promise to Abraham and Sarah is a promise to all of us that nothing is too hard for God. Both Abraham in Genesis chapter 17 and Sarah in Genesis chapter 18 laugh at the idea that they could have a son. Abraham laughed for joy, while Sarah laughed because she thought the idea was laughable. It's not too hard to understand why. They were 100 years old and 90 years old. Not many nurseries in the nursing home. However, there is a lot of laughter. Did you know there's a science of laughter? Researchers at Washington University have studied the universal human practice of laughing. And when you think about it, there really are all kinds of laughs, ranging from snickers to guffaws. Scientists have discovered many differences, especially among men and women. For example, 50% of women laugh with kind of the sing-song voiced kind of laugh, while only about 33% of men have that same type of a laugh. 25% of women grunt when they laugh or snort when they laugh, while 33% of men do the same. Scientists have also discovered that 90% of our laughter occurs during everyday events and conversation. The person speaking laughs 46% more than the person listening, which I think means we probably think we're funnier than we actually are. Women laugh more than men, but people are more likely to laugh at men than women. I'm not sure what that means. Scientists have discovered that our human brains are tuned to laughter in much the same way that a bird's brain is tuned to how other birds sing. Our brains respond to specific kinds of laughter in much the same way that birds respond to different types of bird songs. God responds to the laughter of Abraham and Sarah with a promise in verse 14 of Genesis chapter 18. There God says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." God responds to you the same way. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, the Bible says, "Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." And in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, "For nothing will be impossible with God." God is not constrained by what we think is possible, and that's a good thing. We can say with the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." What possibility for you seems laughable? What seems impossible in your life? Nothing is impossible with God. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.